I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro told the host of a Spanish show that the international media and foreign embassies are the ones spreading the idea of a parallel government in Venezuela and said it doesn't exist in reality. Maduro has rejected an ultimatum from several European countries for him to call for new elections or else they'd recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido, the country's interim leader. Instead, Maduro says he's inviting the self-declared interim leader to sit down with him and have a face-to-face discussion. The groundwork is being laid for a possible second summit between President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump, in an interview recorded Friday with CBS Face the Nation, says he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are looking forward to their second summit. Trump adding he's not saying when or where just now.
I won't tell you yet, but you'll be finding out probably State of the Union or shortly before.
The president says Kim could turn his country around if he agrees to denuclearize.
He has a chance to have North Korea be a tremendous economic behemoth.
Little progress has been seen toward North Korea actually ridding itself of nuclear weapons. The second summit is expected around the end of this month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Also on CBS's Face the Nation, the president discussed the ongoing Mueller probe. He was asked if he'd pardon longtime friend Roger Stone, who has been recently indicted, should he be convicted.
I have not thought about it. It looks like he's defending himself very well. But you have to get rid of the Russia witch hunt.
On the possibility of another government shutdown over funding for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, Mr. Trump is not ruling out the possibility. Tuesday is supposed to be the start of 2 days of peace-building discussions in Moscow, where Taliban representatives are expected to meet influential Afghan opposition leaders. However, absent from that meeting will be envoys from the Kabul government. This is VOA News. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's claim that he was not one of the people in a racist photograph that appeared on his medical school yearbook is silencing calls for his resignation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Virginia's U.S. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, along with the dean of Virginia's congressional delegation, Congressman Bobby Scott, have joined the call for Ralph Northam to resign as governor. They issued a joint statement Saturday night after Northam held a press conference saying he was neither the person in blackface nor the person cloaked in Ku Klux Klan garb. Northam says he's convinced it's not him because he has such a vivid memory of a 1984 dance contest in which he dressed as Michael Jackson.
And I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks.
And he added,
I didn't realize at the time that it was as offensive as I have since learned.
Warner, Kaine, and Scott say the scandal has inflicted immense pain and irrevocably broken the trust Virginians must have in their leaders. Northam says resigning would be the easy way out. I'm Ben Thomas.
Evacuation efforts continue Monday in the Australian city of Townsville in the tropical northeast state of Queensland after authorities decided to fully open the gates of a dam Sunday. The floodgates of the city's dam were open to prevent the Ross River from breaking its banks, flooding some suburbs. A youthful former mayor of the capital easily won El Salvador's presidency, getting more votes than his three rivals combined to usher out the two parties that dominated politics for a quarter century in the crime-plagued Central America nation. Supreme Court Electoral Court, I should say, declared Nayib Bukele the winner late Sunday. British media reports that officials have revived Cold War emergency plans to relocate the royal family should there be riots in London if Britain suffers for disruptive departures from the European Union next month. Reuters, Pascal Davies.
Last month, the Queen delivered an annual speech to a local women's group, which was widely interpreted as a call for politicians to reach an agreement over Brexit. With less than 8 weeks to the March 29 deadline, the UK government is struggling to get parliamentary support for a transition agreement with the EU. That's increasingly unsettling businesses, who've warned of widespread disruption if there are lengthy delays to EU imports due to new UK customs checks. It could mean possible shortages of food and medicine and heightened fears of potential civil unrest. Queen Elizabeth and the royal family could be evacuated from London.
That's Reuters' Pascal Davies. And New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady set a new NFL record, having the most Super Bowl victories by any player in the NFL with 6 after the Patriots win over the Los Angeles Rams. The final score of the mostly defensive game was 13-3. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors, so just relax because today is no exception. I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today, one of Ghana's finest is going to be my guest on the show. The great Samini from the Gold Coast of Ghana is going to be here. And so I want you to stay right where you are and don't touch that dial. But now, let's go around the continent with some beautiful music starting off from Nigeria. My World by DJ Neptune of Nigeria featuring Malik. And right after that, Gyalis by Intelabi featuring D.I. King and Telabi from Ghana. And then we take a trip to Sierra Leone with the great Empress P in Boom Bam Boom. Boom Bam Boom. I love that. But now, My World by DJ Neptune of Nigeria featuring Malik, all on the African beat today.
DJ Neptune. Neptune Records.
Legendary, legendary, yo, yo, yo.
Greatness.
Very upon this one.
One time.
Ooh, oh, oh. Very upon this one. Nah, nah.
Two times.
DJ Neptune.
Let me come, let me take you to my world.
You my medicine, I owe it. You know what I invest in. Anything, anything for you, babe. Yes, I got out too much. You say you know they find love, yeah. Well, let me change your mind, cause you're mine, man. Let me take you away, away, away. Away, away, away. Let me take you away, away, away. Away, away, away. I'ma come make we dance the night away. Away. Say I want you, I only want you, only want you. Baby, come, let me take you to my world. Cause I got a lot of love, show you. Baby, come, let me take you in my world. Cause I got a lot of love, show you. One time you say I need ya, yeah. Oh, I need ya. One time you say I need ya. Say I want you, I only want you, only want you. Baby, come, let me take you to my world. Cause I got a lot of love, show you. Baby, come, let me take you in my world. Cause I got a lot of love, show you, show you.
DJ Neptune,
Very Pondies, legendary. Neptune on, yeah.
man is a gyalis. Shot to the back of your candies. The muffin no say how hard is not trust gal. 2-3 time man the hardest.
I wanna grind hard for the dough. So my man them go pull up in a ghost. When your man them see me then they ghost. Cause they know I be fire where they roast. Say so I wanna grind hard for the dough. So my man them go pull up in a ghost. When your man them see me then they ghost. Cause they know I be fire where they joke.
Man them feeling I be rolling. Man them feeling I be rolling. Man a careless. The man them feeling I be rolling. Man them feeling I be rolling. Man a careless.
Yeah, them feeling I be rolling. Yeah, them feeling I be rolling.
But I'm on a careless.
Yeah, them feeling I be rolling. But yeah, them feeling I be rolling.
But I'm on a. Man a no careless for real. Threatened me, me not fresh steel. Until I be the boy got skill. Chalet by all the bar and grill. But man's no hot, the grind don't stop. Make a step, money make your hearts just caught. You the one pull me down, gyro. Make you fix mine, say man's not God. The eye feeling like a wavy. Could have been a trees, man, I shady. Grind for the one city, shine for the life in our HD. Circle a little brother in. What for? Three binders at a mystery. Earbuck. Dog and earbuck and them agree. God. Who no mouth have who need a mystery? Yeah.
See, I wanna grind hard for the dough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My man them go pull up in a ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When your man them see me, then they ghost. Cause they know I be fire where they roast.
Yeah.
See, I wanna grind hard for the dough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My man them go pull up in a ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When your man them see me, then they ghost. Cause they know I be fire where they joke.
Yeah, them feeling how we rolling. Yeah, them feeling how we rolling.
But I'm on a careless.
Yeah, them feeling how we rolling. But yeah, them feeling how we rolling. But I'm on a.
Man, it's a careless. Shot to the back of your candies. The muffin no say how hard is not trust gal. 2-3 time man the hardest. Man, it's a careless. Shot to the back of your candies. The muffin no say how hard is not trust gal. 2-3 time man the hardest.
Pull up in a minivan, me and my team, I'm never walking alone. Say, I heard you been talking. We'll be ready for the fight once I got, I'm never walking alone. Say, I wanna grind hard for the dough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my man, them go pull up in a ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When your man, them see me, then they ghost. Cause I know I be fire where they roast.
Yeah.
Say, I wanna grind hard for the dough. So my man, them go pull up in a ghost. When your man, them see me, then they ghost. Cause I know I be fire where they joke.
Yeah, them feeling how we rolling. Yeah, them feeling how we rolling.
But I'm on a careless.
Yeah, them feeling how we rolling. But yeah, them feeling how we rolling. But I'm on a.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Wings!
Bam Boom, beautiful music there by Empress P of Sierra Leone, and right before that, Intelabi of Ghana featuring D.I. King in Gialis, and My World by DJ Neptune of Nigeria and Malik. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Remember that later on in the show, the great Samini from Ghana is going to be right here and talking to me. We're going to be playing some beautiful songs for you, so don't worry, it's going to be just fine. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Beautiful music from the great continent. Now let's take some messages. Hi, David. How are you today? I am John Sebit from South Sudan. David, I want you to know that I am enjoying your show right now and I love The African Beat. So I want you to play some real good music for me, okay? Just keep it locked. All right, I'm going to do just that for you, John Sebit of South Sudan. Another message says, hello, David. Thanks for the wonderful African beat that you play all the time. And another message here say, bravo to President Weah for his first year in office. This is coming from Jimmy Kennell from Ganta City, Nimba County in Liberia. Thank you very much, Jimmy, and congratulations to the president. And this one says, hi, David Vandy. I am your regular listener of African Beat. You see, sometimes I find it very difficult, but right now I am on the right side listening to the African Beat. And my name is Ande J. Rika, J.U. Rika Tech from Takum Taraba State in Nigeria. Well, thank you very much, J.U. Rika Tech, Ande Rika. All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now, let's play some good music. Hallelujah, the sound of Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Morgan Heritage is going to come on next. And right after that, Ain't Got Time, the great sound of Scientific from Liberia. And Walk Up My Body, DJ Rocky featuring Sheba Karungi from Uganda, CK Bocho, all bringing you this beautiful tune, Walk Up Your Body. And right now, hallelujah, Diamond Platinums of Tanzania and Morgan Heritage.
Diamond Platinums,
yeah.
And Morgan Heritage.
Go to be conscious.
For all the ladies, yeah.
Atakilala na nyota, najitambara mwezi kisa na nyota. Ani mkande amechoka, nitembe na ulimi kote kanyoka. Mapenzi nionge. Touch me, so she makes me say,
hallelujah. ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time this year. All the he said, she said, brought you here. It's a vibrant thing. Came for the win, so allow me. I got 99 problems, call a quiet one. The flow sick with disease you're dying from. And I get equal, so y'all find me some. Y'all convinced now that I L.I.B. true son. Now I switch the lingo, but first off, inspection time, they checking the best off. Since love is blind, I'm brushing my ex off. Know how I feel as Jews, I'm loving these checks more. The rollies don't just tell time, but his story. How to keep the fit, that wasn't do much for me. God flow, man, I decree. It's ruthless than the Barcelona from 3MS. And this life taught me a lesson. 0 to 100 is a blessing. I can hear the sound protesting, finessing. The best is yeah, this year I'm VIP, besting. I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind ain't dead. I think it all seem clear. There's no way out, they ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time this year. All the he said, she said, brought you here. It's a vibrant thing. Came for the win, so allow me. Middle finger to them critics that slept on me. Devil in disguise, try taking my breath from me. Gritness, yes, my body could rest on me. Detach my life from stigma they left on me. I'm the cornerstone to build or reject that. Finally, this ain't my worth and accept that. Wonder War, JMK, we ain't done yet. Moving up south, east to where the sun set. Africa, just give me my props. Or I'ma take it by force, believe it or not. Cuz, when the best came, I had a wrestling. The smuggle rappers out of Africa to impress me. Even women with kids that had a breast dream, begging for my lethal injection to invest me. I'm proud of it, that motivation, I love it. With these double bags, I ain't even got a budget, you know? I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind ain't dead. I think it all seem clear, there's no way out, they ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time this year, all the he said, she said, brought you here. It's a vibrant thing. Came for the win, so allow me.
I got 99 problems, call a quiet one. The flow sick with disease you're dying from. And I get equal, so you'll find me some. Y'all convinced now that L.I.B. choose. I got 99 problems, call a quiet one. The flow sick with disease you're dying from. And I get equal, so you'll find me some. Y'all convinced now that L.I.B. choose, son.
I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind ain't dead. I think it all seem clear. There's no way out, they ain't going nowhere. She said, brought you here. It's a vibrant thing. Came for the win, so allow me then.
Bye.
Up Your Body by DJ Rocky featuring Shiba Karungi and CK Bucho all. And right before that was Anger Time, The Sound of Scientific from Liberia, and Hallelujah by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Morgan Heritage. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. And when I come back, my guest, Samini, will be right here.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right, welcome back to the African Beats, your favorite show on your airwaves. And my name is David Vandy, and today my guest is the great Samini from Ghana, but I call him the son of Africa. Welcome to the African Beat, Samini.
Thank you very much. Greetings from the motherland.
I know. Yeah. And it's good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
You're looking good, bro.
Thank you. I try.
I'm pretty sure there's so much fighting going on over you because, man, you are a handsome dude.
I try my best.
Okay, you know, I know that African Beat has been playing your songs for a while now, and it is a great honor for us to have you here live in the studio.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you very much. I mean, Samini represents music from Ghana, and for those who have been following me for over a decade now, I used to be known as Batman, and then I became Batman Samini, and then eventually Samini. Just reasons being that I needed to rebrand and identify myself with my origin, so you call me by my name instead of a nickname. So I had to drop the Batman and then maintain Samini.
Now I get that, because I used to play a song by Batman.
Yes.
So now we have Samini, who is no longer Batman.
He's the same dude.
It's good. Let's get the real person.
Let's get the real person. Well, I had to rebrand so I can respond and know that you're talking to me and not
somebody else.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be under any other umbrella, so I have to explain my brand all the time. I needed to stand out.
And you used to be, most times you used to be in the background.
Yeah.
So what brought you forward?
I had the urge to take the main stage eventually, but I came off people's featurings. I featured on a whole bunch of songs because I saw that as my ticket to main stage, because I didn't, back home it was difficult to get studio time, get like an executive producer or get like a record deal. But I had something that was being sought after then. You know, they needed just 12 or 16 bars of my thing on their songs and it would blow. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not really getting paid for this, but I don't think I should be following that now, because I think this is a free ticket to be on everybody's radio and everybody's ears and be on everybody's video. So eventually they will know there's a kid who sounds great. How about more of his music? And it kind of worked.
And it worked.
Yeah.
That was very, very wise. That was a wise thinking. But, you know, today we're here to talk about your new album.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's Untamed.
Yeah.
Untamed.
Mm-hmm.
Why name the album Untamed?
Untamed because this is my 7th album. And I have 6 albums with incredible stories individually. And on to the 7th one, I felt like, okay, if I'm still up on my feet and still doing this, still relevant as at 2018, then I must be an untamed dude.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been doing this since 2001, since a teenager. And every year, somehow, some way, I kind of find myself in there.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, that means that I'm actually not here to be tamed or not here to be stopped. I'm on a mission and
you're
I just concentrate
mission.
And do my
and
thing.
And you are not going to stop until that mission is complete.
Definitely.
Okay, well, I know you're out there and you're so eager right now to hear the song from this new album, and you want to see the man himself, because Samini is going to be performing some of these songs right here in the studio. So I want you to relax wherever you are. Don't shake and don't touch the dial, because we're coming right at you with our first song that he's going to perform today, and this one is my own.
Yeah.
This is your own.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this song.
Okay, My Own was the first single off this album. This album is actually an entirely reggae album, because I promised my fans that I was going to give them a reggae album, and I thought on the 7th round I should do that. So My Own came out barely 2 years ago, but that was the first single off
this
album. And
okay,
it made it to the charts. I mean, it got awards from the Ghana Music Awards. It got millions of views on YouTube. And so it's kind of a special song to me, because before I launched this reggae project, I had been a bit quiet for like a year and a half, and fans were looking for what the next hit would be. So my venture into like a reggae album and having the first single being a hit song was something incredible to me.
We'll come back to why was the 1 year quietness. We'll come back to that. Because I know you are known in Ghana for reggae, dancehall, you know, high life dancehall, but you decide to name your own African
dancehall. Yeah.
All right, well, let's enjoy this first song, My Own by Samini. And when we come back, we talk more about what is in this album. And there's a great song there that I'll bring to you later. But right now, My Own by Samini.
Rearrange the alphabet so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Netunda sunne sisi kete kete. O camera footy clean, I know you're risi risi. Nisi mojire smile, si risi risi. Hop any one time in no chili chili. Hey, me baby ni brownie, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Me chatoli, yeah. And every day me a be the my own. That time of the chase, I'm then no money day. My own. See my heart back, push it up, I dey grind for my kenge. My own. Like the air, I dey feel I'm for everywhere I dey. My own. See the money, baby, come chop on for me. Oh. And then see on Ghana, what's up in me? Yeah? What's up in me? Yeah? Lonely brown, I bet chat to me, yeah. Chat to me, girl, yeah. Wait time make I carry you. Champagne and I was the Malibu, yeah. And the dinner, eat it just for two. Me dog, now we don't mean to be, yeah. My own. That time of the chase, I'm then no money, yeah. I know you're risi risi. Nisi mojire smile si risi risi. Open your eyes and me need no chili chili. Me baby ni brownie, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Me chatoli, yeah. Each and every day me a be the my own. That time of the chase, I'm then no money day.
Music, and I love it. I love the song. You know, you can't help but to dance to it.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
I love dancing.
There you go.
I love to dance. Okay. First of all, before I go back into the album, you are here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you are on a mission.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Well, I'm here visiting Georgetown University for a conference with the students. I'm going to be talking to them on various issues concerning the industry, creative art, and then how we kind of relate to the corporate world and all of that. And then I'll just give them like a token performance
for the after party.
Yeah.
You know, I am impressed. You know why? For those of us who are in the arts, I'm an artist too. I do a lot of acting, not singing. Don't ask me to sing, please. I do a lot of acting, and I've been in broadcasting for over 25 years.
Yeah.
All right. But one thing about the arts is that when people see us go into the arts, they think that we're just dropouts.
Yeah.
You know, people, some people have no respect for for us and what we do. But we maintain that we are a force to reckon with.
Yep.
And so with what you're going to do at Georgetown University, man, I doff my hat out to you and go there and break some legs.
Thank you, thank you.
All right. And so, you know, I am getting head over heels right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have a song on this album that is called Mokpiera.
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 Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, Mokpiera.
Mokpiera. And Mokpiera is like, you say it's homecoming.
Yeah.
So why homecoming?
Mokpiera, the word Mokpiera means traveler. And so homecoming in the sense that this being the year of return, this is 2019, and a lot of people are going to be coming to Africa as home. A lot of Africans are going to be coming home.
Okay, so the year 2019 is a year of homecoming.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to tell us?
I'm trying
to
tell...
That it is a year where all of us should go back home and celebrate.
Yeah, so the rationale here is I'm trying to tell home people as well to embrace the traveler when the traveler finally decides to come home.
To come home.
And look beyond a bag of gold, look beyond... properties that they are bringing,
that they're bringing.
And appreciate just the move,
just to appreciate go home. Them,
the decision to come home is this bigger than anything else that a person would come with. So I'm telling those at home that not everybody in not every traveler is necessarily making it, but when a traveler decides to come home, you should put away every other thing and embrace that fact.
Used to happen before.
Yes.
You know, when people used to come from overseas to go home, we just embrace them. It's not about what they bring.
Yeah.
But these days,
it's about what
you
up?
Come with.
What's up?
What did you bring for me? Yeah. What's up, man?
They're looking at how big or small your luggage is. They're like, okay, so the other stuff, are we going to go to the port for it later? Or is this everything?
So, I mean, I thought that was funny, but you...
like, I think the rest of the stuff will be coming.
Will be coming.
Or am I lying? Am I right?
And if they go, if you're there for like 1 month, and it's like, are you going back?
When are you going back? Like, can I stay home? No. You have to go and be going now. Let me go. So you'll be sending it from that side.
Oh, my God.
You know, so we have to look beyond that.
Yeah.
Embrace the traveler. Make the traveler feel at home. And then you can get into what else they came with.
Yeah. That is awesome. You know, we're not going to say much about that again. Let's just get to the song, Mokpiera, Homecoming. And remember, it's 2019. It's the year of homecoming. Please, when we come home, just embrace us. Don't ask us what we came with. All right, let's get the song now.
Me and in tears, Mopiera, 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 mopiera,
definitely, definitely, Samini, some of us will be going home.
Yeah.
And some of us have been out here for too long.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go home. We need to see what has happened for these years that we have not been there.
Yeah.
We need to see what has happened to our people and how we can all go back and get that feeling, that family feeling, you know, and sit together, eat in the same bowl. You know, we sit down at night under the palm tree. We tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to go back home
and
get that feeling.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. This song is already touching me.
Thank you.
It's already touching me. Let's talk about when Samini all started. You started in church.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And what took you out of there?
The main stage. The main stage. I mean, every artist back home, especially, somehow starts from the church, because the church usually has the musical equipment,
the training ground,
so you always hear live music and it draws you there rather than anywhere else, because that's where your passion is. So the more you hear them play, the more you want to go there. And when you start to sing along, an elderly person in the choir would hear you and go like, you should be coming here more. I think you should join. I think you should try this voice and that voice. So I ended up in the, I think, in the tenor voice.
Okay.
So I was like 14, part of the tenor singers, and then as I grew, my voice broke. I wanted to sing bass. They told me, you're too small for
you're
bass.
Too small.
And then eventually my voice broke, but the main stage took me away from the children's choir. Before I could be like 18, I was already on people's songs, featuring, being on videos.
But you still give thanks?
Yes, I still give thanks. I mean,
that's important.
Yeah, I'm always proud of the background and the upbringing. And then I always say love to my mom for allowing me to go out there and for warning me that if you don't come back solid, mind you, me and you both are going to be kicked out of the house by your dad, because now I'm the one that's convincing your dad that you're going to do this. So you have to come back and make me proud.
Big up to you, mama. Yeah. We love you.
Okay,
and how is family life?
Family life is great. I mean, I like to keep my family life as private as possible, because I entered the mainstream quite a young age. So most of my youthful vibes was taken away from me because of camera light action. So I've always been forced to be careful from age 16 all the way up. So when I want to be myself and want to feel free, I am not trying to look for camera light action, because that's always been
that
what
has always
I have
been
to
there.
Be careful of.
Okay.
Even as at high school, I was a performer already. So when I step out to a different high school, among me and my friends, I'm a star that's coming out. I need to be careful how I walk, how I step, what I say, how I conduct myself, if I want to do this for life, if I want to do this as a career. I needed to follow the rules of the game. So it made me very paranoid earlier. And then I had to embrace that and master that, as that's how you behave as a public person.
And you took it as an
yes.
art, so you master it.
Yes. So when I want to do family, I like the less of camera light.
The less
action.
Of camera, and then
that
is awesome, because sometimes when you let everything just out there, some people take advantage of
that
and try to mess you up.
And we are coming from the days of no Twitter, no Instagram, no whatever, no Facebook,
tell
none
me
of
about
that.
It.
We are coming from them days, but we used to still do music, we used to still communicate, we used to still entertain.
We're coming from those days wherein we can be disciplined.
Yep. So now I can afford to not let a troll bother me, because troll was never existing when I was happening, and I'm still happening in the midst of troll. So if you're talking to me on Twitter and I think you're bugging me, I can either block you or even get off the app, put the phone on charge play a guitar or something.
So apart from music, what else do you do?
I do farming. I'm into agric. Yes, yeah, I am.
Man, yeah. I need to come to that.
Yeah, I do farming. It's one of the things that I've been very passionate about since childhood. So I've always wanted to be able to farm, feed myself and people around me. And I want to encourage the youth to get onto the farms. So we represent the people that kind of make the parties cool. Mm-hmm. So if we emulate touching the soil as also cool, it makes the masses know that the farmer is not necessarily just in the mud and the dust. The farmer brings food. So I'm trying to let the farmer look cool by being an artist on stage that tills the soil.
That tills the soil. Yeah. Wow, man. You know, I don't know how many young guys that are in the limelight like that are thinking like the way you're thinking right now. Because, you know, we have a whole bunch of them when they become this thing about the lights and the cameras and all this stuff. It's all about them.
Yeah.
And not thinking about what is coming up next. But with what you're doing, I am sure the younger generation will be looking up to somebody like you. So when they walk up to you, what do they say to you?
They're usually inspired and they tell you, how have you managed to stay grounded for all these years? Because I know kids who knew me when I was a teenager and now I am in my, you know, just above my mid-30s, and they've heard my music every other year till now. So they meet you and they're like, how have you done it? Can you tell us, give us a secret to how one can stay focused and relevant for all these years? That's what they say to
me. And there is no negative limelight over you and all this thing. You try to keep that aspect out of your life.
Yep. I try. I mean, there's controversies, a few of them, but you would try to be as constructive as possible when you have to address an issue.
So how soon are we going to get married?
I've been off this market so long ago. Yeah. My first child is 14. Come on.
Yay.
And I'm still counting.
You're still counting. we want another one.
Easier.
We want another one. Yeah. Make it quick.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
You know, it's so wonderful having you here. But before I let you go, there's a song that you did that is close to my heart. I come from Sierra Leone, you know, West Africa, you know, Sierra Leone, Ghana. Mm-hmm. And across the continent, even here in the U.S., this thing is so rampant. Rape. Wherein, you know, men as old as whatever will look at children at 5, 10, 13, sometimes even less than 5, penetrating them. Yeah. And back to where we come from, big men with money take advantage of young girls. And you have done this song,
Obimbra.
Obimbra, Say No to Rape.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. What inspired you to do a song like this?
Thank you very much. First of all, the phrase Obimbra means somebody help or somebody come rescue me. Like, you know, when something is happening, somebody goes, somebody, somebody help. That's Obimbra. Obimbra, when you like, say that in Ghana, yeah, it means somebody help.
Somebody help. You know, screaming, so, calling for help.
Exactly. So I was inspired, this track was inspired by an incident that happened in Ghana, I think 2 years ago, where a few young boys gang raped a young girl and put it on camera and thought it was okay to put it on, social media.
Woo.
So I got angry. You know, I wrote a piece on Instagram, and then a fan came to the comment section and said, I would put this energy into a song if I was you, because people need to hear this. I was like, okay, hold on. I guess that makes sense. And I'm working on a reggae project, and I think this is a good message that a reggae beat can carry. So guess what? I reached out to my guys in Jamaica, send me a reggae rhythm, let me try something on this topic. So I did the song, people were impressed by it, and then I said, you know what, this should be a foundation and not just a track. So we registered and launched the Obimbra Foundation. We're looking at having a one-stop place for victims to be able to call and bring perpetrators to book, because these perpetrators are usually sick people that victims don't know that they are also they also have a condition. So just for the fact that a victim is scared of stigma and other things, they are not encouraged to report perpetrators. Mm. But these perpetrators, some of them are mentally not okay, emotionally not okay. They have so many reasons why this is happening. So we want to be able to make it okay and make it easy for victims to be able to report these cases and get those who made that happen to face the law.
Yeah, you see, very recently in Sierra Leone, the First Lady, our First Lady Fatima Bill, launched Hands Off Our Girls. You know, with other First Ladies across Africa, they were there, they did this launch. And the President said, we are going to discipline anybody, you will go to jail.
Yep.
And can you imagine, 2 days after that, a 70-year-old man raped a 13-year-old girl. He was taken to court, and the guy was sentenced for 48 hours. Was put in jail for 48 hours, 2 days.
Nah.
Can you imagine? So, I think we have a rule.
Yeah.
Those of us in the media, you guys do music, the arts, we all have a role.
Yeah.
To speak up.
Yeah.
To help those who will be screaming, crying for help.
Yeah.
And so this song is very important at a time like this. And I want to thank you very much. I want to thank your team for doing a song like this. And we'll continue to play it and we'll continue to advocate.
Thank you.
All right.
So
I want to thank you for being here today. I know it's very busy. You just landed at the airport and I drag you over here.
Yeah.
And you've got another program coming up.
Yeah.
But anytime you're here, anytime, make Voice of America and African Beat.
Thank you very much. And one thing I'd like to say to your listeners before I get off is that this voice of this presenter is an iconic voice on this station. Some of us have heard it from when we were teenagers, and now I'm sitting here being interviewed by this voice. I'm honored to be here. Thanks to all the listeners who've been listening for over a decade now. Finally, I'm here as well. Blessed VOA for having me.
All right, thank you. And so to all our listeners out there, we want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now we're going to leave you with this song, Obimbra. This cry for help, and we are saying, say no to rape. Hands off our girls. Let them be girls and let them grow up into womanhood. Thanks for joining us as Samini now takes us through this song, Obimbra. I am David Vandy. Till then, have a wonderful day.
Boy upon rapist.
Done a motion.
I know a little girl. She has a story, but she just dare to tell. Yeah, life is now a living hell. Oh, yeah. Somebody took her bride. She living in a isolation. They coil up in a shell. Yeah, y'all a bad mama.
car pride at the age of 10. And since then, everything been a nightmare. Thinking of it makes she cry tear. Oh yeah. She has a smile on her face, but she always cries inside, yeah. All she needs is some justice. Somebody stole her pride along. Oh, bimbo. Oh, bimbo. Somebody stealing her privacy. Oh, yeah. Oh, bimbo. Oh, bimbo. Somebody took away her dignity. Oh, mama. Oh, bimbo. Somebody took away her pride. Oh, mama. Oh, bimbo. Oh, yeah. Oh, she need a voice, yeah. I know a young lady going through a by force office romance. She has a boss with some awkward demands. A diary full of incidents she doesn't wanna share, no. She don't need no Thursday to get your show back, no. But she's terrified, she don't wanna go back, no. Suicidal, feeling like a mess. Emergency, need a forum to address, yeah. Hey.
This is VOA News.